This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Come to the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Russia, and China to recognize this reality. They must now break away from the remnants of the Iran deal, or JCPOA. And we must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place.
I believe we are safer today than before President Trump ordered our military to take out Qasem Soleimani.
Talking about the situation with Iran, peace, brothers and sisters, is the name of the game, or so it sounds like. Anyway, so the ratcheted up tension, perhaps it will go in the opposite direction. However, we'll see. Iran is saying they don't want war, but they will vigorously, they keep using this word, answer any aggression. Kate Delaney, it is just another week here in these United States of America and for others listening off our shores. You know what I mean, 2020. Two rockets fell in Baghdad's fortified, massively fortified green zone. And, you know, it's interesting. In watching this, I looked at some of the photographs of the missile strike that hit the bases, and boy, it looked, the before after shots, it was devastating to see what it looked like after those missiles. And thank goodness, and I said this in the previous show, that the drills were being practiced, that everybody scrambled, and all of the people on that base ended up being okay, because had it gone a different way, a lot of lives would have been lost. Here's what I would say, and I read an opinion piece on this about how did the president play this so far? Is he playing the crisis situation correctly? And, you know, what I would say is after the Iranians fired missiles at the Iraqi base with our troops in it, and that was the retaliation for our drone killing of the Iranian commander Soleimani, after that happened, and then how the president addressed this, I think was the right way to go in part of what you just heard there. It is about credible military threats and diplomacy, and can it be handled in that manner? It is the art of dancing around this diplomatically. The Art of the Deal was the original book that the president put out, I want to say, in the 80s. So this is the deal. If they decide, they being Iran, if they decide to ratchet it up in the wrong direction and come at us aggressively, us being the United States, then of course this is going to be war. But it sounds like Tehran is saying and told the United Nations they don't want all-out war. That's what the Iranian ambassador is saying. That they're just exercising, or they did the other day, their right to self-defense under Article 51 of the UN Charter. But beware of what happens when the new sanctions come out, because the president did say, yes, there's going to be new economic sanctions on Iran in response to the missile strike, in evaluating it. And the powerful sanctions are going to remain until they change their behavior. What are the sanctions going to be? We don't know for sure. Because some of those sanctions that were eased during the nuclear deal back in 2015 have been reinstated. What is maximum pressure? What is a maximum economic stranglehold look like? What does that look like? I think it's pretty broad. Financial, energy, shipping, smashing the military sectors, of course, but especially shipping, especially financial, especially energy. And guess what else can happen? Iranian officials and their families, because of the penalties, they can freeze assets. We can freeze assets. The United States can freeze assets. And then, of course, slap travel bans on top of that. So I think there's much more that could be done and will be done. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, I feel like I'm on a movie set where I'm sitting in the trailer. We're sitting in the trailer and waiting to see who makes the next chess move. In what direction are we going to go? But by the way, because of the situation in Iran, yes, things are sort of moving forward with this whole impeachment thing, but the Iranian crisis, because it's a crisis, is kind of hanging out there. However, Mitch McConnell has said that he's not going to haggle with the House over the impeachment plan. So you got to think, what is the deadline for these articles? I mean, is this just into infinity? They're in Nancy Pelosi's purse. So is the Speaker of the House going to walk them over and deliver them? I mean, you know, theoretically, I'm saying virtual purse. When does this happen? When is that going to happen? At this point, there isn't any kind of a deadline, but there should be an end to the standoff because it's dragging on too long. This happened before the holidays, right before jumping into the Christmas holidays anyway. Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut says he hopes that Pelosi is going to transmit, as he called it, the articles of impeachment soon. In fact, he said expectations will be able to start the trial next week. Well, if that's going to happen, they got to get those articles. And then what will Mitch McConnell do? That's the key, because he holds the power here. I mean, I think McConnell wants a quick acquittal of this whole thing, of the president. That's what I think probably happens. What has been said about the rules, if you're curious about this, is the rules supposedly would be similar to the ones that were used for President Bill Clinton's impeachment trial 21 years ago. So what does that mean? It's pretty quick. 2 weeks for arguments by House managers, and then defense and Senate questions, and then whether you end the trial without any new documents or witnesses. I think there's pressure. Speaking of maximum pressure, I think there's pressure to get this thing going. Of course there is, because it's dragging out. I think an anxious young woman who had a great prom date and looked at hundreds of dresses could make a decision faster. So I don't get it. I think sooner is better than later. And I would think from a Democratic point of view, you would want that to happen too, and not a long delay. Because if anything, that just drags it out longer for more opinions to go in different swirling in different directions. All right, we're never short on opinions here. Coming up, by the way, in our third segment, another edition of Nail the Score. So keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. Who doesn't want to win prizes? We'll go to the mailbag next.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
We are in the mailbag, and we get this one from Jake in Austin. Kate, what happened to that plane in Iran? I heard you say that it looked like everybody on the plane had died, and was there anything nefarious that happened there, to use one of your words? Because it sure was strange timing. Yeah, they found the black boxes of that Ukrainian passenger jet. If you didn't hear that, it crashed into some farmland in Iran just after taking off from the main airport. And they didn't say whether they're going to release the boxes or the flight data, because you know you always want to check that out. But it looks like, and the timing was strange, right? So you had 82 Iranians and 63 Canadians and some others that were on that plane, by the way. 167 passengers. The pilot lost control and then the plane crashed. It's common for... The crash came hours after the ballistic missile attack on the Iraqi bases, so they're saying the timing is weird. Are they related or not? And there is no survivors. Are they related? There was no clearing up of that. I heard different things today. They're really looking at the possibility of engine failure, but a lot of aviation people outside of Iran are questioning whether that's really valid or not. Because what they're saying is, how could they know if it was engine failure already? They couldn't know that, especially if you look at the photos of the wreckage. That's experts saying that. It doesn't show that there would be engine problems. Did something blow the plane out of the air? And statistically, what would blow the plane out of the air? A missile, a bomb. But unclear, right? So, of course, what are we doing? Our Transportation Safety Board would monitor what's happening. Our State Department is monitoring what's happening. And, you know, in Canada, I mentioned this, 63 Canadian nationals were in that crash. So they're, you know, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is incredibly, of course, upset, disheartened, whatever, and is saying that they're going to work closely to try to ensure that it's thoroughly investigated because they have questions and they want them answered. There were 11 Ukrainians on board. There were 82 Iranians on board, 10 Swedish, 4 Afghanis, 3 Germans, 3 Brits. No Americans were on board that flight. But think about it. Fully loaded with fuel, slams into farmland moments after it takes off. Yeah, some questions, definitely. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Howard. Oh, I think this is a Howard that we've heard from before. And he says that. Hi, Kate. It's been a long time since I've actually sent an email to the show. I know I keep promising to call in my previous emails. I just have a really crazy, busy, I know it's not good to say that, life. And I do get to hear your show, and I sure do enjoy it. You keep me up on what's going on everywhere, and then stuff in between, to use some of your vernacular. So I was wondering, when you look at 2020 and you look at the road to the election, who do you think the Democrats are going to put up against the current president in their bid to take back the presidency from a Republican president? Boy, I mean, if I could look in a crystal ball and tell you exactly, I've said things like this before. Seriously, would I be on the air? I would be somewhere with on a throne telling people exactly what I thought was going to happen, because I know. Let me look into the fires of my crystal ball. The way it looks now, it, you got Biden, you've got Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders now is at the, I think, outer ring of it. If I had to guess, I honestly think that Elizabeth Warren could end up being the nominee. But do I know that? I mean, no. You still have Iowa coming up, all the roads that lead to who's going to be the Democratic nominee and who is their running mate going to be, all that falls into place. Whereas, you know, we've elected 3 presidents in a row. We've reelected them, right? So what are the chances of reelection here? And there's versus what's going to happen with who the Democratic nominee is. It's funny because we have such a polarized nation that we live in. So I don't need a crystal ball to tell you that. But you could be anywhere, and basically anywhere, and you'll find people that will line up and tell you exactly why Donald Trump is a lousy, lame, crummy president. And then you can be in that same exact place and hear why Elizabeth Warren is out of her mind. She would be horrible. Joe Biden is losing his mind. And Bernie Sanders is about to have another heart attack and will never survive a presidency. So who knows? That's what I'm saying. That's it. That's the world we live in. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Joan, who says, Kate, I laugh so hard when you talk about cruises. And I think I heard your husband say when he was on that you were warming up to taking a cruise. I just want to tell you, probably the answer should be no. They are like floating fat farms because people eat so much. And then they drink so much on top of it. I mean, hey, you are on the water and you get to see nothing but water. But unless you exercise your assets off, you will not like the results when you come back. Besides, you can end up with a norovirus, or perhaps something happens with the ship, like they crash into another one, or some other thing happens that ruins a perfectly good vacation. I don't know how many people listening to me, if you're driving around in Arizona or you're out there in Spokane or someplace else, have taken cruises. I mean, you know, here's what I think. My mother used to say, you get what you pay for. So if you're getting a cruise for $2, you can expect a $2 experience. If you're paying more, I would think maybe it might be a little bit better. Like, I just saw something the other day about Carnival Cruise where they were talking about, you know, when you go, when you cruise, what kind of clothes should you wear? So they're saying you can't have a profanity-laced T-shirt on and walk around. You can't have, you know, sexual innuendo, suggestions, anything offensive, clothing, accessories, things that are negative, ethnic or racial or commentary or hate or violence. And I'm thinking, boy, a lot of people use clothes, especially T-shirts, for expression. And how do they, what is, I mean, is it eeny, meeny, miny, mo? I mean, do they know all the handles that people have and what they say? That's, it would be an interesting position to be in, to have a policy, a dress code, right? And I guess they have a couple of policies. They have something about alcohol consumption. I don't know, you know, people have fallen, disappeared, fallen overboard, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, think about this. For, they say, like, the public spaces, whether you can have sleeveless shirts, no, or shorts, or this, or that, or I don't know. I would just, maybe we'll get somebody on the show to talk about it. Get somebody from one of the cruise lines to talk about what is it you're supposed to wear on the cruise. Just make sure you wear your life jacket in case. So, no, I'm not planning on a cruise, by the way. Don't pay attention to what the man shore says. I'm not planning on a cruise anytime soon. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, so it's funny that that came up. I don't, I've certainly been places where I've seen people come off a cruise ship, and I've been around people that have, you know, or I've known people that have taken cruises, but not too many. And I, my mother never, you know, she never, I never heard her talk about a cruise. I don't think she ever went on any kind of a cruise. So I think it's just your personal thing. I mean, if it's relaxing, that's the deal, right? If you're going to pay whatever amount of money you're going to pay, is I want to be relaxed, right? I want to be somewhere where I feel comfortable and relaxed, and that's what you're, that's what the scoop is. That's what I'm just saying. All right, quickly, this one is from Paul, who listens to us in Austin, and he says, I loved it when you creamed Weinstein. He is a creep, and you're right. It's not a political thing, Republican, Democrat, or anything. If you have any women in your life, you would be sickened if this guy had destroyed their career or done anything to hurt them emotionally. So I hope they nail him in New York and Los Angeles. All right, coming up, we are going to, speaking of nailing, nail the score. Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House votes Thursday on a resolution to limit President Trump's war powers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani provocative and disproportionate.
Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
But House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill battle in the Republican-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time to nail the score once again. We are in the playoffs in the NFL, so a great chance for you to win. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. This is this fun little thing that we've been doing now, it seems like, for a long time. Can you believe I've been doing this show for 15 years? My goodness, that's longer than my marriage. That is crazy. It is. Time flies. I'm telling you, you blink, and then it's over. So it's going to be over for a few teams this weekend. NFC divisional playoffs include the Vikings and the 49ers on Saturday, and then the Seahawks and the Packers on Sunday night. There's the AFC showdowns, Titans and the Ravens, the Texans and the Chiefs. So we've decided, or I've decided, and my little board of directors have decided, which consists of my dog Mahalo. I made him put his paw down and pick, what team are we going to do here? What is the team that we're going to do? So I got to tell you who it is. And so what it's going to be is, it's going to be the Texans and the Chiefs. The Texans and the Chiefs. Kansas City is favored by 10 points in this one. So Deshaun Watson and the Texans not getting a lot of props, but of course think about the other side of the ball and Pat Mahomes, and this is the Chiefs moment, I think. And will they rise to this occasion or not? So the key thing here is, what is the final score going to be and who's going to win that one? Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hi, Pete.
Hey, what's going on? Coming out of the bunker.
It's 2020. That's what's going on. Hard. Yeah. Hard to believe. What do you think? Who do you like?
28-19 Chiefs.
28-19 Chiefs. I would say that that's probably a very good guess. because that number's almost right, but it's the scary point on the line for sure. Thanks for coming out of the bunker. Happy New Year, Pete. Appreciate it. You can join in, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, easy to remember, or flip me an email at katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and tell me who you think wins, the Chiefs or the Texans. Let's go to Sharon in the chilly state of Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Thanks for coming out of the bunker. Happy New Year, Pete. Appreciate it.
Uh-oh. I hear a delay in the background. Whoops. Sharon's there somewhere. She's got to turn her radio down. I hear, turn off the radio. Yes.
I'm working on
it. It's very rare for anyone listening to. There she goes. Okay. All right, we hear you. So what do you think?
Chiefs and Texans. I'm going to favor the Chiefs.
Chiefs and Texans. Chiefs, what's the score?
I'm
going to
go
27-24. Chiefs, all right, so we have two Chiefs. Sharon, thanks so far. So nobody is picking the Texans. That's probably smart, but I don't know. Maybe the Texans are going to roll in that underdog role. That would be a surprise. Arrowhead Stadium is going to be crazy. It's going to be about 40 degrees. It is a Sunday game. It kicks at 3:05 Eastern. So we do have a couple of the coaches involved in playoff weekend, including Houston's coach. Here's what Bill O'Brien said about Watson versus Mahomes.
I think it's exciting for the league. I really think it's exciting for the league when you have these two type of guys who are just very exciting, dynamic players that are even, you know, better people than they are players.
I agree. I think it's exciting for the league because they're the younger quarterbacks, and we saw that the standard guard, the Tom Brady's out, although I love Drew Brees. He's out, too, and it was especially for Drew Brees, another heartbreaker. But this one will be exciting to see. We'll see what the ratings are like for it. The over-under in this game is 51. All right, so I'm going to give you my guess. My guess is the Chiefs, and I'm throwing it out for the Chiefs because of my friend Jill, and I think the Chiefs actually win it by a larger margin. I'm going to say 38-24. I like 38-24. Nathan, who loves his football, can't get enough of it, he's here to step up and take a guess. So what do you think, Nathan? He's like, whatever. Guess?
It's a fun time metering situation for me. It's season. I will keep it low. Let's make it a miracle Texans game and let's do 21-19. Someone got broken.
21-19. Oh, my gosh, that would be incredible. I'm going to tell you right now, you are going to be eligible for prizes. So if you nail that score, you will be very, very happy. That's all I'm going to say. Because if it's 21-19, that would be something. And the Texan fans It would be weird. The Texan fans would be loving it if that happened, because they're being sort of disregarded here. Once you're over a touchdown, that's saying, hey, the other team is just that much better, just like the Ravens and the Titans. And speaking of my team's better than your team, Jerry Jones, I think, is tired of all the conversation about, oh, he doesn't want it, he has control, blah, blah, blah. Talk radio, sports talk radio, that's all they talk about is Jerry Jones and his tight grip on the Dallas Cowboys, America's team. Well, he decided he was going to hire Green Bay Packers iconic coach Mike McCarthy, who hasn't coached in a while because he was eventually bounced from the Packers, but he did have a lot of success with them. Here's what Jerry Jones had to say about hiring Mike McCarthy.
Primary goals in selecting the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys was to focus on a proven team builder and winner. He got a proven track record of winning not only consistently but at the highest level. And Mike McCarthy, we found a coach who not only checked those boxes but also has the experience of taking an NFL team to the biggest stage, the Super Bowl.
Oh, and that's, of course, the big game, the Super Bowl. And Mike McCarthy is just ready to get down to work and probably watch his former team, the Packers, and his former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, soar to success perhaps over the Seahawks, although don't count the Seahawks out. Green Bay is only favored by 5. Here's what Mike McCarthy had to say about taking over that role.
Expectations, we'll get into that obviously once we get going, but I mean, it's the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think you need to go further than that. You know, obviously the tradition and history here is so unique, and it's an iconic franchise. The goal will never change here. You know, it's about winning championships, but the expectation is going to be trusting the process.
All right, I like that. Trusting the process. So maybe that's going to be the first sign that you see hung up around the locker room, the Dallas Cowboy locker rooms. You're going to say, trust the process, trust that. That could be it. And he's giving us a little hint there anyway. But the Cowboys are not in the playoffs. They are watching from the sidelines, or they're off on their vacations or whatever. And the NFC, as I already said, the road through the NFC is a pretty interesting one when you look at the Vikings and the 49ers. And then that other late game that I mentioned, the Seahawks and the Packers, that's an interesting game too. And Pete Carroll had plenty to say about having his hands full with Aaron Rodgers.
He's ridiculous. He's so good, and he controls the game so much, and he does so much at the line of scrimmage. Every aspect of the quarterbacking position, you know, from seeing, reading the defense to get his offense in the right place, to tempo, to cadence, I mean, everything about it, and his extraordinary accuracy making throws.
Yes, absolutely. He's right about that, the accuracy of his throws. And if somebody can beat you and come back and break your heart at the last second, it is absolutely Aaron Rodgers. So another appearance and chance for him to get a second ring and win another Super Bowl. And he says he thinks about it every single day when he's asked about it, that he thinks about getting another Super Bowl. And if you look at his passing yards this year, over 4,000 passing yards. And Mike McCarthy, who you heard, who is now the coach of the Cowboys, Aaron Rodgers said he and Mike McCarthy exchanged texts after he got the Cowboys job. And he said he didn't share any of the details, but they've had a lot of success, and it's probably one of the reasons why he was hired, is what Aaron said. And he said he's not surprised that Jerry Jones hired him, because he said he thought he had an infatuation with Mike. And so it's pretty interesting anyway. And Aaron Rodgers at 36, his focus, though, isn't on his former coach. His focus is, you know, absolutely on winning this upcoming game and then getting closer to the Super Bowl, because this is now a second season and all these guys know it. In the playoffs, anything can happen. Well, he is waiting in the Woman Cave, a.k.a. Virtual Green Room, but Amanshore is with us. And that's up next here to close out this hour of the show.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be man.
Taking a break from his bowling practice to join us here on the show. So, Manchur, bowling. Are you going to take some lessons? You told me today you think it's a sport, and I think it is a fun thing to do, but I don't think it's a sport.
Yeah, I'm gonna join a league.
You're going to join a league? The gutter ball league or what?
Whatever league.
So, poor Manchur. He actually is, and of course, for anybody who's just tuned in, he is AKA the Hubs. And we went bowling over the holidays with my family, and mysteriously, and I may have mentioned this on the air, my sister-in-law was like the violent bowler. The pins just went flying up in the air. I think she rolled the ball like almost 20 miles an hour. It was crazy. And then my brother got five strikes in one game, because I think he is ultra competitive. And because I won the first game, did you notice that? All of a sudden, he got very serious. There was no pizza eating going on, no shenanigans.
Nope. Just eye on the prize, beating sister.
Yeah, and that's what that was about. So, anyway, it is interesting and fun, and I have to say, I'm sure there are a lot of people listening to us that have bowled maybe in leagues, and maybe they play for fun, but I think bowling is making kind of a comeback, or maybe it's never lost its allure for some people.
I think it's definitely making a comeback with new bowling alleys being built and more high-end alleys.
Right. We weren't necessarily at a high-end alley, but the guy who owned it was nice, wasn't he? He came out and just, well, anything we can get you. And I'm like, yeah, a bowling game. Because here's the thing. I think there is a deal about you kind of make that little run up to the line, and then you can't go over the line because then that's a foot foul and it buzzes. But then you throw the ball. And some people look really kind of almost like they're in sync or something, and they sort of have a great motion. I have no motion. I mean, I'm not rolling it between my legs, but I basically kind of saunter up to the line and throw the ball. Did you notice that?
Probably from one of those tennis lessons when you were a kid.
Yeah, just go up to the line and throw the ball. So that's what I do. And I would like to join a league, actually, too. That would be fun. But I don't want to be in the same... I don't want to be on the same team as you. I'd rather be on a rival team. So if you as the Manshore are on a separate team and I'm on another team, then we would maybe play each other.
I wouldn't recommend you join a league.
Why? I didn't think I was that bad. Did you think I was terrible?
I have no comment on that. I just wouldn't recommend it.
Well, I did look up for fun. I remembered that I did get some advice from a guy named Randy Peterson, who did not, I mean, he was a handsome guy. I met him when I was in Santa Barbara, and if you go and look up the all-time 60 best bowlers in the world, Randy Peterson was ranked as number 52.
Almost hit the top 50.
Almost. He was the nicest guy. He used to come, when I worked in Santa Maria, California, he used to stop in, and sometimes he'd come on the air and we'd talk about bowling. And he said he hated the fact that people made fun of bowling. That it was like all you did was drink beer and you had a giant bubba gut and that was the only thing. And he said that is not true. And he was not, he looked like a very in shape football player. Tall, handsome. Did I say handsome? Handsome.
Twice now.
So anyway,
maybe bowling is your destiny.
Yeah, maybe. Randy Peterson, are you listening right now? Call us, 855-266-5283. All right, something else that we did, because I do the cheap movie reviews here. You know, I'm always talking about politics. We've got the situation with Iran going on, what's going to happen with the Senate, the impeachment, and all of whatever washes out from the cesspool of Washington. So a great way to put my brain on break is to go to the movies. And Manshore, I think you agree with me. You like movies, too. We go through periods where we don't see any for a while, and then a couple come out that we want to see. We both love Clint Eastwood. We think he's a great director. I liked him from his Dirty Harry days anyway. But he just released a picture, Richard Jewell, and we went to see that. And I thought it was, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say it was a 9. What do you say?
Yeah, it was really good. It was typical production from our man, Clint Eastwood. It was a really good film.
And here's the thing. So if you don't know what the story is, it happened at the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta. Richard Jewell was a security guard. He discovered a suspicious backpack under a bench in Centennial Park. He helped evacuate the area until then these bombs went off, these pipe bombs inside the bag exploded. So initially, they called him a hero and wrote about him, and everybody made a big deal about Richard Jewell. And then his life really started to unravel. The FBI named him as the prime suspect in the bombing. And boy, it just goes to show you what happens on up on the high, high level one day, like, woo, everybody wants to interview. And then all of a sudden, because he was so naive to it, it was like a witch trial. It was terrible.
Just a spell of bad luck going from a former police officer to a security guard, and then because of that being looked at as a suspect, and a couple of other mistakes that he had made in his career that led to that.
Yeah, yeah, and it's too bad because he was a guy you could tell there was a real naiveness to him, and journalist Kathy Scruggs from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, that there was a big piece of it about her where she got his name from an FBI agent, and that came out, right? And so that was a big part of the film. So for 88 days after he was first named a person of interest, he was for 88 days under this microscope, and then all of a sudden he got a formal letter that he was no longer under investigation. But you know what? That's like when somebody prints something. It used to be the old days in the paper business. They used to call it yellow journalism. They would print things about people, and then they'd have a tiny retraction somewhere, and it's too late because people have already blown by that.
Yeah, and they're still using this example of Richard Jewell in journalism schools today as a cautionary tale about how to conduct proper journalism.
I like how you said that. Proper. Do we have proper journalism these days? Proper journalism. Do you think there's proper journalism? I'm just saying.
I do.
You do. Here's the thing. I was a journalism major. I went to journalism school. And the thing that was drummed into our heads, I went to Ohio University, which, by the way, I'm going back there, woohoo, to speak. When I say OU to people in the South, they're like, oh, you went to Oklahoma? No, I went to Ohio University, that other OU. But what was drummed into our heads is, you know, you had to have the two sources, et cetera. And when I was a television anchor reporter, there was a lawyer on staff that looked at everybody's scripts. Now, everybody looks like they're 10, no offense, but they look like they're 10 on the air. And I can't imagine that they have the luxury of somebody looking at every script. Maybe some newsrooms, but I can't imagine all do. What do you think?
Well, if they don't, then they're going to get sued. So I think journalism, for the most part, is most people are doing a good job. Obviously, there's some bad journalism, and there's obviously some illegitimate journalism out there. There's some fake journalism. But I think, for the most part, we have it pretty good here in the United States.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I think that because we have a free press, as much as people can criticize it, because we have a free press, you want it that way. All you have to do is go to another country, a communist country, and see that they have state-run media, and it's all propaganda that's pumped into your head. So, yes, I agree. I think some things have slipped, but it's still so much better in the United States. And there are some great investigative journalists that are still out there working, trying to cover all bases. Oh, by the way, the Cowboys got a new coach. Quickly, what do you think? Yay or nay?
I think doesn't matter.
You're on that Jerry Jones kick. All right, Manshore, I think there's a list. There's a honey-do list somewhere hanging up. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. Of your touch, if I could see you again, if I could just see you again. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff.
Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.